This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Wisconsin hunters are being urged to donate deer as the federal government shutdown spikes food insecurity. The Wisconsin DNR's Deer Donation Program helps stock food pantries with venison. DNR Secretary Karen Yun says the program helps provide nutrition-packed options like venison for community pantries that are seeing a rising demand for food right now. Since the program began in 2000, hunters have donated more than 4 million pounds of ground venison to help Wisconsinites in need. If it's not deer you're hunting, the DNR wants you to know about some new rules going into effect this weekend for hunting and trapping gray wolves in Wisconsin. Wolf population management has been a controversial topic in the state for years, especially in the northern region, where higher wolf populations have led to more livestock losses. The new rules require faster reporting for wolf kills, a zone-specific hunting tag system, and additional protections for wolf dens. DNR officials say the new rules aim to tighten restrictions and avoid a scenario like the state had in 2021, when hunters nearly doubled the harvest quota. We have a new word of the year, according to dictionary.com, and that word is 6-7. Looks like 67, but never pronounced that way. The popular Gen Alpha slang is another way of saying so-so or being noncommittal. Maybe this, maybe that. Dictionary.com says the annual word pick serves as a, quote, linguistic time capsule reflecting social trends and global events that defined the year. The term 6-7 gained widespread popularity on TikTok and other social media platforms. Last year's word of the year, demure. An argument about job duties led to a workplace shooting in Oshkosh yesterday, according to police. Authorities say they were called to a business in the 1800 block of Jackson Street just before 2 a.m. Wednesday. They say an argument about work duties became physical and one of the employees shot the other. Police found the suspect within 14 minutes. They say he had a loaded handgun on him. Officers arrested the 24-year-old Oshkosh man, who faces charges of second-degree reckless injury, carrying a concealed weapon, and disorderly conduct. The victim was taken to the hospital with a non-life-threatening injury. The Green Bay Packers are teaming up with Fleet Farm to honor our veterans and military service members. The team kicked off their Salute to Service initiative this week. The league-wide program lines up with Veterans Day, November 11th. Fans are encouraged to shop at Fleet Farm to help raise money to help stop veteran and service member suicide. Shoppers will have the option to round up their purchases from November 1st to the 12th to support the cause. The Packers will match up to $10,000 of these donations. The team will also have a Salute to Service Week, featuring daily events from November 1st through the 7th to honor those who have served. The Packers' Monday night matchup against the Philadelphia Eagles will serve as the Salute to Service game on November 10th. Players will wear and use special equipment that features the NFL Salute to Service camo ribbon decal. Lambeau Field will also be decked out to salute the military for the game. The Door County Candle Company is giving customers a way to support the victims of Hurricane Melissa in Jamaica. As part of the company's Support a Cause candle line, a Jamaica Hurricane Relief Candle is now available. The company says all proceeds from the Tropical Passion Fruit Scented Candles will go directly to Hurricane Melissa relief. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
A big game for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks against Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee's 3-1 after beating the Knicks Tuesday night. Golden State at 4-1. College hoops, the Badgers men's team over the UW-Platteville Pioneers, 69-53 in a charity exhibition game at the Kohl Center. NFL, Jordan Love named NFC Offensive Player of the Week after throwing 20 consecutive completions Sunday night. That tied a team record set by Brett Favre in 2007. Baseball, Blue Jays beating the Dodgers 6-1 in the World Series to go up 3-2. Trey Yesavage on the mound, striking out 12 batters, breaking a record for a rookie in the World Series since Sandy Koufax in 1963, who was sitting in the stands.
Historic stuff. That stage and his numbers, it's one thing to be in the zone, and it's another thing to be in the zone and get some swing and miss.
That's Blue Jays manager John Schneider with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 52 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few off and on showers at a high right around 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm.